Welcome back to Brian Wilson, Getting In Over My Head. Brian's new album, set for release this month, contains new duets with Eric Clapton, Paul McCartney, and Elton John. We asked Brian about his first meeting with Elton.
I met Elton John in 2001 at Radio City Music Hall in New York. He came there to sing "Golly Knows" with me. He sang a verse, and I sang a verse. He was fantastic. We had a good time together. We hit it off real good. We hit it off really, really good. I wrote a song a few years ago called "How Could We Still Be Dancing?" And as I thought about it, I thought Elton John would be a perfect guy to sing the verses, and I would sing the choruses. We sent him a demo of the song, and he rehearsed it and practiced it. And when he got to the studio, he did it perfectly in three takes. It was a real kick.
Does Elton play piano on it?
He played Little Richard kind of scat piano, like Billy Joe. I told him, I said, play a little bit like Billy Joe. He goes, what do you mean Billy Joe? I'll play it like Elton John.
Can you play a little bit for us?
How could we still be dancing after all these years? How could we still be laughing after all those tears?
Dancing, dancing, dancing night away, dancing night away. 1:30, 2:30. Dancing my love.
Thank you.
from Brian Wilson's new CD, That's How Can We Still Be Dancing, a duet with his friend Elton John. We'll have other duets with Eric Clapton and Paul McCartney a little later in the show. Plus, we've got the world premiere broadcast of a recently recorded song with Brian and his daughters Wendy and Carney. Now, back to the 60s. By the time the Beach Boys began their third album, Brian had assumed the role of producer and began turning the record business upside down. As producer, Brian had creative control, something no other artist in the music business had, and each album showed an advancement in Brian's creative process. While Phil Spector had the wall of sound, Brian had created the wave of sound.
The studio has always been a way for me to get away from the world, my solace. It's always been a place, a sanctuary for me to go and create music.
Well, since she put me down, I've been off doing in my head. I come in late at night and in the morning I just lay in bed. But when you look so
for a man who's responsible for so many songs about surfing and sunny beaches, it may come as a surprise that Brian Wilson actually had little interest at all in the sport. In fact, he was afraid of the water. Writing songs about a subject he had little interest in, Brian began to worry that he was only skimming the surface of his talent, and worse yet, was being pigeonholed. The pressure mounted, and in 1964, the stress became too much, and he decided he could no longer tour with the Beach Boys. From now on, he would dedicate his time to writing and producing the band's records. And America's band kept churning out the hits.
We'll be right back. get around,
I get around.
Again, Brian Wilson live at the Roxy in L.A. with I Get Around. The period between 1962 and 1965 also included this smash hit.
Ba, 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 ba,
ba, ba, ba, ba, ba.
summer long we've both been free. Won't be long till summertime is through.
Summertime is through.
Not for us now.
Miniature golf and Hondas in the heat.
Miniature golf and Hondas in the heat.
When we rode that horse, we got a thrill.
Every now and then we hear our song.
Every now and then we hear our song.
We've been having fun all summer long.
In 1966, Brian had decided to forego touring with the Beach Boys. He was now becoming concerned that the sun-drenched pop music he was currently producing would be replaced by music that had more depth of emotion, much like that of the Beatles' Rubber Soul album. So in 1966, while the Beach Boys were on a tour of Asia, Brian began his own trip, a trip that would effectively change pop music forever. We'll explain and have more conversations with Brian coming up. But first, we'll debut Brian's new duet with Eric Clapton and a never-before-heard song that Brian recorded with his late brother Carl. That's all next on Brian Wilson, Getting In Over My Head.